Ouch, crunch, etc. The Los Angeles Lakers continue to lump defeat and despair on the San Antonio Spurs. They won 111-72 last night in Los Angeles. Shaquille O'Neal had 35 points. You know what was worse? Kobe Bryant had 36. The Lakers' next win will catapult them back into the National Basketball Association championships for the second straight year. They haven't lost a single game during these playoffs. In fact, I'm not sure they've gotten their hair mussed. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, can anyone beat the Lakers?
No.
Thank you, Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also columnist.
Scott, you know, I thought those two wins by the Lakers in San Antonio were very impressive. Mm-hmm. That just cut the heart out of the Spurs, you know, to win, lose two games at home. It pretty much ended the series. But what happened last night was just a killer. Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal were just so strong. You had to feel sorry for the Spurs. Scott, that was their worst loss of the season, which is not something you want to see happen.
Yeah.
You know, in the conference finals. You know, what's funny, you have to remember it was only a couple of days ago that they were saying that this is the series that's really for the title. A lot of people think that none of the Eastern teams could measure up. Well, if so, I certainly feel sorry for the 76ers or the Bucks.
Well, let's ask about that series, because I'm not sure there's much more to say about L.A. third game tonight, Philadelphia against Milwaukee. Do you see anything that suggests one side's getting ahead of the other?
Well, Allen Iverson looks so good in Game 1, and he's played so well in the playoffs all along, and he's the MVP of the season, in fact. But he's been hurting, Scott, a sore tailbone. Mm-hmm. And it really showed in the second game of the series. It hurt him in two ways. He was only 5 out of 26 shooting. But worst of all, he couldn't drive on the Bucks defense, which is his strength. If he isn't improved for tonight's game, the 76ers are in very big trouble.
Ron, also tonight, Stanley Cup Finals begin. New Jersey versus Colorado. But I can't take any Stanley Cup Finals seriously that doesn't include a Canadian team. So I'm just wondering if you're watching.
How about two Canadian goalies, Scott? Two of the best in the game. That would be fine. Martin Brodeur and Patrick Roy. No, I think this is the most interesting Stanley Cup matchup in a number of years. You've got the defending champions, New Jersey, against the team with the best record in the league. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in a number of years, the two best teams in their conferences. Here you've got Denver, a team that's gone into the playoffs just about every year during the last five, thinking it was going to win but coming up short. And whereas New Jersey, if it wins, will it be its third Stanley Cup in seven seasons. And you've got Patrick Roy trying to become the first goalie to win the cup in three different decades.
He's due. He's due. Let's put it that way.
I would say so.
Ron Rappaport, who's our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.